And KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 5th day of July for 2017. Amador fire crews rolled out to a vegetation fire yesterday afternoon in the area of Highway 88 across from Eggeman Lane. Multiple units from across the county responded around 2:50 with assistance from air support. Fire crews were able to achieve full containment by about 3:30 at 5.5 acres. There were structures in the area, but no structures were damaged, and there were no reports of injuries.
Well, the 4th of July may be behind us, but the wildland fire season still front and center. Ione Fire Chief Ken Mackey reminds not only Ione residents, but residents countywide, the importance of weed abatement and fire safety. Those who live within the city limits still have to be concerned about defensible space. Mackey says property owners and tenants must cut weeds to 2 inches, and dangerous combustibles need to be removed from your property. Weed abatement and fire safety is everyone's responsibility. Now, city fire departments throughout the county have issued mandatory notices regarding abatement issues, and failure to comply will result in a citation and a contractor being hired at the owner's expense to abate the hazard. If you have questions, contact your city fire department. Now, for residents in the county and state responsibility areas, remember, CAL FIRE has banned all outdoor burning, but 100 feet of defensible space is still required.
One Amador County resident apparently didn't get the memo in time. Just after 8 o'clock on Monday morning, crews were called out to a 10x20 control burn off of Red Corral Road. Fire units arrived and quickly extinguished the fire and informed the homeowner of the outdoor burn ban. As of 8 a.m. on Monday morning, CAL FIRE suspended all burn permits for outdoor residential burning within the state responsibility area of Amador, El Dorado, Sacramento, and Alpine counties. The ban covers all residential outdoor burning of landscape debris such as branches and leaves. CAL FIRE reminds residents not to be lulled into a false sense of security on the heels of an exceptionally wet winter. The abundant dead grass will only serve as a fuse to the heavier vegetation still suffering from the lasting effects of 5 years of extreme drought. Amador El Dorado Unit Chief Scott Lindgren says everyone should make sure they are performing defensible state space clearing in a safe way. Make sure you are using the right tool for the right job at the right time of day.
And a Sonora man lost his life in a solo motorcycle accident on Sunday afternoon. According to the Calavera CHP, Alan Oxender was riding northbound on Highway 49 south of the Calaveras-Amador County line at an unknown speed, approaching a right-hand curve in the roadway. Oxender failed to safely negotiate the curve and lost control, colliding with the guardrail, ejecting both he and his passenger from his Harley-Davidson. Now, Alan Oxender was transported to Doctors Medical Center in Modesto, where he died of his injuries. His passenger was taken to Sutter Amador Hospital with minor injuries. The CHP reports alcohol and or drugs are not considered a factor in this collision.
Well, a head-on two-car collision sent two Calaveras residents to the hospital late Friday afternoon. The Calaveras CHP reports the collision occurred on Highway 26, just east of Sky High Drive. Ruby Davis was driving eastbound on Highway 26 at an unknown speed. William Noble was driving westbound on 26 at about 30 to 35 miles an hour. For an unknown reason, Mrs. Davis allowed her vehicle to travel into the opposing lane, where it collided head-on with Mr. Noble's. Now, both drivers sustained major injury and were flown to Modesto hospitals for treatment. Highway 26 was blocked for about 45 minutes, while responders treated the injured parties, investigated the collision, and worked to clear the vehicles from the roadway. With the assistance of Calaveras fire personnel, the eastbound lane was opened with one-way traffic control just before 6 p.m. The roadway was completely opened by 6:15. Alcohol and/or drugs are not believed to have been contributing factors to the collision. The cause of the accident is under investigation.
20 years ago, the Kennedy Mine Foundation received the keys to historic Kennedy Gold Mine, once one of the world's richest gold mines, and today a rich depository of California's gold mining history. The founding members of the group were recently honored for recognizing and acting to keep history alive for our community and visitors alike. Receiving recognition was Kevin Bono, Susan Bragstad, Bob Devlin, Rich Escamilla, Georgia Fox, Carolyn Fragulia, Dick and Dot Hazlett, Mike Hewitt, Doug Ketron, April Pearl, and Marianne and Frank Tortorich. The foundation also announced their current project, the Dig Deep campaign, with a funding goal of $35 per foot of mine depth to restore the historic headframe, buildings, and property for generations to come. For more information on the Dig Deep campaign or for information on the Kennedy Gold Mine, call 223-9542 or check out their website at kennedygoldmine.com.
And this Saturday, hundreds of bicyclists are expected to take to the road in one of the premier cycling events in the Amador, or in America's West, I should say. It's the Alpine Death Ride. This begins its rigorous route through the High Sierras in Alpine County. The Death Ride's course includes climbing both sides of Monitor Pass, both sides of Ebbets Pass, and the final climb up the east side of Carson Pass. Cyclists will finish at Turtle Rock Park, which is just 2 miles north of Markleyville. Now, what does this mean for you and other local travelers? From 7 a.m. to 5 a.m. to 7:15 in the morning, road will be closed to traffic from Markleyville Courthouse to the junction of Highway 89 and 4. Both Monitor and Ebbets Pass will be closed to vehicle traffic starting at 5 a.m. Monitor Pass will reopen at noon, with Ebbets Pass reopening at 3. Highway 89 from Woodford's to Markleyville Courthouse will remain open. Highway 88 will not be affected. Management of the Death Ride remind everyone to please adhere to the posted speeds. And, of course, watch out for bicyclists. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
I'm Joey Geedy.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.